Hi, my name is Elle, and this is Unsingular. Salut, je m'appelle Elle, et voici Unsingular. Doing today. I'm really excited to record this episode because I'm also almost fully caught up from the weeks that I fell behind. And honestly, I did not enjoy falling behind, so I wouldn't allow that to happen again. But today I just want to talk about the fact that, you know, there's this term that goes around saying it takes a village to raise children. I say it takes one really good person. Yes, will it be nice to have a healthy village of people who take over each other? Absolutely. You know, I'm a single mom, but I do have my mom here. She's amazing with my kids. However, I say this because I have seen an entire village, an entire community, an entire group be awful examples to kids. And, you know, people always think like, the more help I get, the better off I'll be, the better parent I'll be. And honestly, that's a myth. Now, if you have good help, healthy help, then absolutely, that's a big blessing. And the reason I bring this up is because for some reason, lately, there's been a lot of news about just terrible parents, like, you know, parents going on vacation, leaving their children at home alone. And that's extremes of it. But even just parents were constantly yelling, creating a tense atmosphere for their kids, a space that's not safe. Parents that never spend time with their kids. Like, there's parents who never actually say, I'm going to take my kids out, I'm going to spend time with them. You know, there's parents who don't really tend to their kids in that way. And, you know, it's very important to do so, frankly. And I don't speak from a space of a perfect parent because I've learned, you know, as I grow, as my kids grow, I'm learning more. But one thing that's very important that I really want to talk about today is art of healthy parenting. And frankly, I think just even waking up daily and saying, today I will be an amazing mom for my kids. I will be patient with them. I'll listen to them. I'll do my best to create a safe space for them. I'll prevent any harm from happening to them. I will be cautious and perceive their needs the way they need me to and consider their emotions. Just that daily mantra immediately puts your brain in a space of, I am a parent and this is my responsibility today, frankly. And, you know, I think there is this huge misconception too that when you become a parent, everything else is unimportant. Like, you need to forget about your life goals, your dreams. And I disagree. I actually think that parents who put a healthy amount of priority towards their needs are in a better emotional space and in a better mental headspace to be there for their kids. And I just want to start with that. If you're a parent who you feel like you're so burned out that you're constantly yelling, you're constantly on edge, you're very impatient with your kids, think about, when was the last time you did something good for yourself, something that you enjoy, something that kind of reminds you of your skills, your expertise, your talent? And if you haven't done that in a while, then this is where the aspect of having a village comes in. Now, I will stress the importance of having a healthy village, because sometimes we choose to leave our kids with people who honestly are breaking all the healthy parts that we're building in our kids. Frankly, there's people who should never be watching kids. I'll just put it that way. But, you know, I recently joined this group at church, and immediately they were talking about, like, you know, us watching each other's kids, us like kind of like having like group activities together, and somebody opting to watch the kids, which honestly sounds amazing to me, but my headspace is like, I don't know you like that. Like, I need to quadruple make sure that you're not a weirdo before allowing my kids to be in your presence, you know. And this stems from things that I've seen from my childhood, frankly. And then, you know, being in this day and age where there's so much assault, harassment happening even amongst family members, it is ridiculous and it is very concerning. So if you're a single parent listening to this and you beat yourself down because you think like, oh my gosh, I don't have a village, I don't have help, I'm so burned out, think about the people who think they have a village, but the people who are supposed to be healthy helpers are the ones causing the abuse and the trauma for their kids. And a lot of these kids don't see it. It's sad because a lot of kids would rather keep quiet because at that age, they tend to blame themselves for everything. and they never want to verbalize like, oh, this person did this to me. And it's just something that I really want to stress the importance of, because the best thing as single parents we can do for our children is to be the best parents that we can be, frankly. And sometimes, yes, we do need to reset. I personally have to raise my hand first and say, I need, you know, vacation time. I need a few weekends away by myself. Like, if I can just get 2 weekends a year without anybody, that makes me happy. And, you know, again, I stress the importance of the blessing that I have, you know, having my mom here. But if you're somebody who feels like you don't have anybody that can help you, please take your time finding the people that you allow to be around your kids, number one. Take your time making sure you know the people that you allow your kids to be with, especially overnight. Because sometimes it might not be that person that's causing your kids trauma, but it might be the people that that person surrounds themselves with. And, you know, I would say that, you know, a few tips I would think about immediately is start to make other mom friends and giving ourselves time to know these mom friends or dad friends. That way you've established a healthy enough friendship to know like, okay, yes, we're all flawed. Let's just start there. We are all flawed humans, but we will not put our children in places or circumstances that would absolutely damage them. We will not do that. We will meet other single parents, other friends, other family members who are healthy and who we know amongst their flaws would never jeopardize the safety of our children. We will not go on vacation and leave our kids at the house. No, sir, no, ma'am. We will not be screaming cuss words at our kids. We will not be doing these things. You know, I remember my mom had traveled to Africa for a couple of weeks last year. Was it the year before last? One of those. And she was gone for a while, and I was like, wow, this is literally being a single mom in like right now. Like, I felt the tension. I felt burnout. I was like, there were nights where I would just give my kids my all and then lay down and just have a meltdown in my bed. Because during those moments, I desired not only support, I desired emotional support. When, you know, parents who've never experienced what single parenting is like. And frankly, let's just talk about the two facets there. There's a part that you're raising your kids by yourself, the physical strain of it. But then there's the flip side, which is the tougher side of the emotional stress that sometimes we have to deal with. Because a lot of times at the end of the day, as a single parent, you're just like, oh, I wish I had a partner to kind of talk through things with right now to feel encouraged. You know, the days where you feel exhausted for the partner to take over and say, hey, you lay down, I'll take care of the kids, I'll take care of the dinner, I'll take care of the house. Those are things that a lot of people who are married might actually be going through that. Because I would say there are a lot of married people that are basically single in their marriages. But I want to share this with you. If you're a single mom or single dad listening to this episode, honey, do your best to make sure that you are being the best parent you can be that day for your children, because you know what right is like. You will not expose your children to trauma, sexual assault, sexual harassment, none of that nonsense. You will make sure that they're clean, they're fed. We're working hard to raise this generation of children that understand the value of love, of relationship, even if it's just starting from us. Thank you so much for listening. I know this episode was kind of scattered, but I really just wanted to talk about that because I've seen some very concerning things lately on the news. And I've actually seen some very concerning things, you know, even with people that I know in my life. So I hope that this encourages you and just motivates you to know that you're not alone. And there's a whole community out there rooting for you. And you're the best thing you can be at this moment for your kids. Thank you so much. Bye.